What's up, guys? Inside of today's video, I'm going to talk about the right time to expand the family farm operation. What's up, everyone? My name is Jace Young. I'm the founder of a company called Legacy Farmer, and inside of that company, what we do is we've helped over 300 family farms simplify and streamline the entire financial side of their operation and help them learn their numbers at a deep, deep level so that they can implement the systems and the processes to make sure that their operation lives on for generations into the future. Now, this is a topic and discussion that has come up multiple times inside of our network. And as you know, inside of Legacy Farmer, we have more than 300 family farm operations spread all across the U.S. So every problem, challenge, situation that you can think of, we've most likely heard it. Now, one of the common things that is coming up is kind of what we're going to talk about today on this video is it's trying to figure out when's the right time to expand the family farm operation. Because I think with farmers and ranchers, we are conditioned and bred in a way to where, like, if there's an opportunity to grow, you take it, right? If there's an opportunity to say yes and take on more work, you take it, right? And the most difficult thing that I've noticed inside of our members working with them the past 4 years is they don't have the ability or the natural ability to say no. To know when to say no and to know when it's right to take on an expansion or an opportunity or whatever that is inside of the operation. And now a majority of the people around you, a majority of the farmers and ranchers around you, when you look at them, you see a lot of people growing right now, right? And you're always going to see people growing. We run the comparison game, right? It's you're always comparing the size of your operation to your neighbors. You always see what they're doing. You see what people around the county are doing. It seems like everybody else is growing sometimes, right? Well, the thing is most people that are growing, I'm going to tell you for a fact, they are making that decision 100% based on emotion, 100% based on what it'll look like to everybody else. And everybody's going to be talking about us now and how much we're growing and how good we look and look at all of our new equipment and all of our new vehicles and our new house or whatever. When deep down financially, I can give you a pretty darn good idea of what the truth is. Financially, they're loaded with debt. Financially, this is not a good financial decision because the fact that they made it with emotions mean they have no idea what their profit per acre is going to be. They're not factoring in all these different things that need to be considered when we're trying to decide when's the right time to expand the farm operation. Now, one thing that we talk about a lot with our members is, we want all of our members to be extremely profitable, right? That's why we help them streamline and simplify all of their businesses. All their finances. We help them with entity structure and design. We help them with legacy planning, bookkeeping, tax planning, everything across the board. We want the financial side of their businesses to be good so that when these opportunities do come up, you know, we're already handling whether or not it works financially. We're already removing the emotions 100% from the decision. Now we're just considering, okay, does this financially make sense? Yes or no. But there's even more decisions after that, okay? When you look at the difference between a 2,000 acre farmer versus a 6,000 acre farmer, the 6,000 acre farmer, man, like if you're the 2,000 acre guy, you're like, man, I wish I could get to that size. But here's a question though. What if the 6,000 acre farmer isn't making as much profit as you? You're a 2,000 acre farm operation. What if your profit percentage is just as high, if not higher than his? Because you can handle more, right? You have more time and more space and more mental energy to make sure that you are really taking advantage of and really focusing on the 2,000 acres that you have and the team that you have to manage that versus a guy that's running a 6,000 acre operation, has a full team, is not organized, is not structured, doesn't know their numbers. Guarantee you, I know a ton of farmers that to where they're farming much less acres, making just as much money, if not more, than somebody that's farming 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 acres more than them. Guys, and it comes down to management, but it also comes down to knowing when's the right time to expand. And if you don't know your finances, I'm gonna tell you, there's no right time to expand because you are making every decision 100% based on emotions, and that ship will not take you where you want to go. You are on the Titanic and you are going to sink at some point, and it's not gonna be pretty, and you're gonna take everybody around you down with you, okay, when you're operating from that place. With our members, they're not operating from that place. We already know financially whether it's gonna work or not. But now we get into the family component. And I talk about how farmers and ranchers and how all of us that grew up on the farm were conditioned growing up to where you are constantly thinking about stuff that you should be doing on the farm operation, should be working. If you're sitting at the house, you should feel guilty, right? If you're sitting at the house, you should be out working, checking fence, checking cattle, checking fields, whatever, right? And if you're not working, then yeah, you feel guilty. And so the other component that comes into play here when we're talking about the right time to expand the family farm operation, and this is what we talk to our members about, is okay, great. It makes sense financially. This is a good opportunity here financially. How about family-wise? How about your lifestyle? Does it fit into your lifestyle and what you're really wanting to create for your family, right? For yourself and for your family. And this is a powerful question because a lot of our members coming in, the last time they took family vacations, long time ago. And the last time, if they did take a family vacation, it was the typical, we're going to drive 3 hours, 4 hours to the closest city, spend a couple nights, come back home. Because, you know, only being 3 or 4 hours away, you're close enough to where you can get back there really quick if you need to, right? To the farm operation or to the feed yard or whatever that may be. But taking a flight, going away for a week, non-existent, right? That doesn't happen for a lot of farmers and ranchers today because they feel guilty that they can't get away from the family farm operation, or they don't have the systems in place and the farm operation is completely centralized, meaning everything has to run through them because they have not went through the processes like what we train inside a Legacy Farmer to make your operation decentralized, to where we have the systems and the processes to where if you have a team, that thing continues running without whether you're there or not. It doesn't really matter. Okay. And that's where we want to get everybody to. But for the guy that's, you know, can't do that, yeah, you're never going to be able to get away. And so that's why this question of, okay, we have this opportunity in front of us. Financially, it makes sense, but does it serve your lifestyle? Is it going to get you closer to the type of lifestyle that you want for yourself and your family? And if the answer is no there, I don't care if it financially makes sense. Probably not worth it. Probably not worth it. Because at the end of the day, guys, we got to talk about, we have to talk about stability, right? And a lot of farmers and ranchers right now are not stable at all in their lifestyle. They're not stable financially. They're not stable in their family life. Their whole life is, you know, on this teeter-totter. Like they're just trying to hang on. They're just trying to hang on as much as they can. And the hard thing with this is when you're in that and you're in that for decades, man, that takes a toll on your marriage. It takes a toll on your kids. Because at the end of the day, we're all busting our asses. We're all working hard so that we can do what? Have freedom of time. Have freedom to be able to be at all the kids' events. And when we get older and have grandkids, be able to go to all the grandkids' events and have financial stability and everything like that. But a majority of farmers and ranchers are failing to provide that to their spouses and their families at home. And this is a massive problem. So the thing is like I talked earlier in the video, a lot of farmers and ranchers, they don't know how to say no. They do not know how to say no. We focus on that all the time inside of Legacy Farmers so that we're making sure that our members are taking advantage of the right opportunities that make sense financially, but also make sense for their lifestyle and what they want as a family. As a family. You know, you have to take that into consideration because you can build the biggest operation in the world, but you can die with nobody at your funeral if you sacrifice your family to do it. Okay. And so there's got to be this balance. It's got to come the right way. And when the right opportunities do come up for you inside of your operation, I was talking to a member the other day about this because another piece of ground came up. And of course, the piece of ground is right next to what they're already farming and it already makes sense and they're going to be there forever. This opportunity is never going to come up again. Those are the stories that we tell. And the thing is, though, is that we have to look at, you know, does it make sense right now? Is it the right time to be buying? Considering the market environment financially, I know you can do it. Financially, I know the bank's going to say yes. But with your lifestyle and where you guys are at and what you want long term and the stability that you want, is right now the right time to be doing this? Should we be taking advantage of this? And then also, too, you take on these additional acres. How much less time is that taking away from your family? Or how much more time is that taking away from your family? These are the things that we have to consider. And so the thing is, like with our members coming in here, You have to have this patience. You have to have, you know, there's a time and a place to expand, and there's a time and a place to solidify your foundation and to just have stability and to just be still and just be patient. Everybody else can run rantic and just, you know, go buy and run around with their heads cut off and always got to be working, always got to be doing something, do it. And they're going to burn out. Again, that's like being on the ship like the Titanic. That is eventually going to sink in the middle of the ocean. You're going to take other people down with you versus, hey, you know what? I'm going to take one step in front of the other. I'm going to analyze every decision. Financially, does it make sense? And then I'm going to go around and ask the family, is this what we want? Because the reality is if we take on the additional 1,000 acres or whatever, this is what we're going to have to do with our team. This is how many more hours I'm going to have to spend in the field. And these are the sacrifices that we're going to have to make. Now, as a family, are we prepared to make that? I already know the individual farmer is prepared to do whatever, right? Because we want to do that. But you have to consider the entire family dynamic there as well. And your operation should exist to serve your lifestyle, not the other way around. Your lifestyle does not exist to serve the operation, okay? You need to be creating a business that serves the lifestyle that you want for yourself and for your family so that you can have ultimate joy and happiness long term. Guys, I think that's really what we all want, right? But we got to have the systems, the processes. We got to invest in the knowledge and the mindsets and the skill sets so that you guys can really get all these things in place so that you can create that type of lifestyle. And a lot of our members, when they first come in, this is a lifestyle they don't have, right? They're the old school farmer running around 24/7, always got to be working, always got to be growing, always got to be expanding, not knowing their numbers, shooting from the hip with every financial decision, 100% emotional, right? We don't want that. So when they come into our network and to our programs, that's what we're focused on getting everything done. And we want to help everybody make more profits, right? We want everybody to come in and implement these systems so that they can be profitable and take home some money to their family. At the same time, the end result that we're really focused on is to give them the ability to have the time and the freedom and the lifestyle that they want, because that money is what is going to help them provide the lifestyle that they want for their family, whether that's more vacations with the kids, more time to be with the kids or your family, whatever it is that you want. So at the end of your life, you look back and you don't have any regrets. You look back and you're like, man, I've worked a lot harder than I should have. I spent way too much time away from my kids when they were young, and I missed way too many events because I was too glued to the stupid farm operation or whatever it may be, right? At that time, I just, you know, when you have regrets like that, you're gonna resent those things. And I don't want any of our members to do that. I want them to be like, man, I did things right. I spent time building up a business that supports my lifestyle. And then I made sure that I spent time living that lifestyle with my family and, you know, creating those cherishable moments that I'll remember long term. And that's what we want, guys. So we handle all the business stuff coming in so that the end result is, yes, we want more profits financially, but those profits give us the ability to have the time and freedom and wealth of everything that we want with our family, and just the ability to have choices, right? And again, have that patience, have that stability that we all want. So my friends, hope this gives you a lot to think about inside of your business. When you look at your operation right now, which farmer are you? Are you the farmer that's running around with your head cut off, always saying yes to everything, just focus on expanding, always paying attention to what your neighbors are doing and what their operations look like? Or are you the farmer that is focused on, hey, I'm gonna make the best out of what I have right now. I'm gonna focus on becoming a student of my numbers, organizing everything, setting everything up for success so if the kids ever do wanna come back, all the systems, processes, organization, business structure, entity structure, tax planning, bookkeeping, all those things are in place so that they know they're taking over a sound business that is extremely profitable, that allows me to spend time with my family and be able to have some balance in life versus the guy over here that's inevitably going to burn out. So you gotta look at your operation, you gotta decide which one you are. And then if you're not in a place where you wanna be, what are you gonna do about it? What are you going to do about it? So my friends, hope you found this video valuable. I hope it opened up some things for you to think about. And yeah, that concludes this video. We will catch you on the next one. Hey everyone, we hope you liked today's episode of Farmer Principles. If today's message resonated with you, then I'd like to invite you to take a look at all the different ways Legacy Farmer can help your family farm operation get streamlined and organized, just like we have with over 300 family farms across the United States. Now, be sure to click the link in the description under this video, and be sure to also like and subscribe to this channel to get more content like what you watched today.